Beth, welcome back to the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour. I wanted to jump right into the wonderful work that your nonprofit, HDIF USA, is doing. And if you could perhaps just share a brief backgrounder with our listeners about HDIF, founded in 2013, the parent organization, and what its goal was and what motivated Norway and Finland's honorary consul in Armenia, Sir Timothy Strait, a wonderful human being who I haven't had the chance to personally meet yet. But what motivated Tim Strait to start this initiative in Armenia? The floor is yours.
So Tim came to Armenia in the year 2000, working for the Norwegian government in refugee relocation. And he went to Armenia and he was responsible for finding housing solutions for refugees, particularly people who had been displaced during the Artsakh wars in the 90s. And through his work, he completed the mandate that he went in to achieve, and he was very successful. And when he went back to the Norwegian government and they said, well, you know, what would you like to do next? And he said, well, you know, I would like to continue this work here in Armenia. And they said, great. And at that point, he, you know, later in time, he became the honorary consul for Norway and then for Finland. And he continued his work in refugee relocation and human rights issues. And during his travels throughout the country, as he was engaged in this work, he saw a great deal of poverty in the regions, and he was looking for solutions to address that poverty, and in particular, to figure out ways that women could become more active in the economic development of Armenia, because he saw a lot of women who had great talent, but those talents were not being utilized, and they were at home and, of course, contributing greatly to their families, but he felt that they had a bigger contribution to make to their communities. And so, you know, this idea started formulating in his mind about working with the women to utilize their handicraft talents to create some kind of business or entrepreneurial venture with them.
So in 2013, he establishes HDIF, the Homeland Development Initiative Foundation, in Armenia, with a focus on Armenia's region, so the areas outside of Yerevan, the capital city, and it's centered on Armenian women using skills that haven't been tapped into from a monetization perspective, and really facilitating and offering both markets, I think it's fair to say, for women to produce and sell these handicrafts, these beautiful handicrafts, and also getting others involved and people like yourself involved in the project to find a major market here in the United States, certainly with HDIF USA. Please tell us a little bit about the way that HDIF USA works with HDIF Armenia. How is that communication, and the actual distribution of the manufactured handicrafts. How is that process done? The supply chain, and then, you know, how do you sell, for example, these products? Is it online? Is it different ways? Retail, through retail stores? Please share with us some of the dynamics of that relationship.
Right. So I'll back up just for a sec to say that Tim's motto is a roof over their heads, food on the table, and education for their children. And those are the three benchmarks of, you know, what HDIF strives to do in engaging people in the regions, you know, in handicraft enterprise.
Brilliant motto, I must say.
Yeah.
And if there was a way to clone that, and not just for handicraft production, but in other sectors as well, to get not just women involved, but also unemployed or underemployed men as well, who don't have too many choices, and often resort to working 9-10 months out of the year outside of Armenia, including in Russia and the former Eastern Europe, the former Soviet Union, different countries of the former Soviet Union. So if there was a way to clone that concept that has come to fruition, I think Armenia would be in a really, really better spot. But I cut you off there. Tell us if you could now about the relationship between HDIF Armenia and HDIF USA, and how you get the products to market and basically to the consumer, to the end user.
Right. So, pardon me, but I'm going to back up for just a second and say you know, Tim's motto is really about basic human rights. And those are the kinds of things that motivate us every day, is making sure, you know, knowing that the work that we do, the income that our producer partners receive is allowing them to supplement their family's income, but they're also, we're barely being able to scratch the surface of giving them the opportunity to realize their basic human rights. So I just kind of wanted to make that point. Also, early on, you know, there was a great deal of training and education that went into developing the producer partners to where they are today. And there continues to be education. And this education involves, you know, supply chain management, which we're going to touch on, you know, very soon, you know, I'll touch on in a minute. Supply chain management and, production forecasting and, you know, how to manage,
quality control.
Sure. Transportation, sourcing materials, all of that is an ongoing training process and education process for our producer partners. And so also, just to answer your question about men, we do have several men that are involved in our program, one of whom unfortunately passed away in July. He was the man who made our Ararat puzzles, which were really an iconic piece that we sold. And he was disabled, and we were very, very pleased to be able to work with him over the years that we had with him. So we do have some men, but you're right. We could definitely expand this to include more men as time goes on. Now, HDIF USA, I had a conversation with Tim back in 2017, and I said, I love your organization. You know, I bought a gazillion products from you over the years. I have some time that I'd like to devote, and my goal is to do something that is directly attached to Armenia, directly involved with action in Armenia. I said, you know, is there a room for me in your organization? And he said, we are looking for a U.S. distributor, and we're looking for someone to create a U.S. presence for HDIF. And I said, I'm your girl. And I have under my belt, you know, decades of experience working, decades of experience working in the nonprofit sector, and particularly in PR marketing and grant writing. And I said, you know, I know I can totally do this. And so that's kind of how we started. And, you know, I went through all of the regular things that you have to go through to establish an organization and a 501c3 here in California.
Sure.
I put together a board of directors that, you know, is evolving over time. And you know, every member of the board that's been involved with HDIF USA, you know, has helped us grow to where we are today. And we have a great board of directors now that I'm just so excited about. In terms of supply chain, basically the first order that was placed by HDIF USA with HDIF, Tim and I worked on together, and we made a huge mistake in what we thought was going to sell, and we learned from that. But our order was about $8,000 worth of goods. And that money came from an investment, a loan that I made to HDIF USA to get us started. And so we went through all of the, you know, regular channels to formally import the products from Armenia to the port in Los Angeles. You know, we did the full-on import, you know, all these goods in pallets, get them to Los Angeles. And, you know, we rented a U-Haul and, you know, got the products into the U-Haul and brought them back down here to San Diego. And I, you know, basically run our inventory out of one of the bedrooms of my house.
Yeah. And when we're talking about inventory, Beth, your producer partners, HDIF's producer partners in Armenia, manufacture, they make beautiful products ranging from crocheted handicrafts to knitted handicrafts to embroidered handicrafts, from ceramics to beeswax candles and printed products. So it's a pretty wide variety of handcrafted very, very expertly done, crafts and crochets and knitted and sewn products. And I'm familiar with some of them, knowing the Bert Bears, right, which was part of this initiative, the famous Bert, the town of Bert and the teddy bears that continue, I believe, to be sewn. I remember there was a time those were really taking off amongst Armenian Americans, certainly. But I just wanted to sort of give an idea to our listeners of the wide depth and breadth of the types of products that that the producer partners are making and earning a living from. But carry on. You started that first import of products to the United States, to San Diego. Were you able to sell it fairly quickly? How was that process?
Yeah, so by the time that we received the first shipment of products, I had already set up a website and e-commerce site. And I immediately had all the products online as soon as I received them. Ironically, they arrived in November. And so I immediately got the products online. I started, you know, the e-commerce site up and running through Shopify, and by December 1st, we launched. So that right as the Christmas season was upon us in 2017, I was launching these products into the American marketplace. And by American marketplace, I mean, predominantly the Armenian American diaspora. And it was very well received. And, the initial products that we brought in were things that I picked that I felt would sell well in the U.S. And I'd like to sort of add to that, that things that sell in Germany, things that the export from HDIF Armenia that go to Germany or New Zealand or Norway or Italy or wherever, some of those products I don't carry because I don't feel that, they will play here in the U.S. For example, egg warmers for soft-boiled eggs are a big, huge thing in Europe, and no one in the U.S., would buy an egg warmer. And yeah. So, there are lots of products that, that I don't carry, specifically because
You know the market well. You know the U.S. market well. It's fair to say through your previous experiences in marketing and in grant writing, And what sells here, what's popular here, you've done the due diligence. I'm sure you've seen market research surveys and market research analysis, and so you know what sells here, what's popular here, and not just amongst Armenian Americans. Certainly, you're selling to Americans, right? From all walks of life. So you certainly know your audience, the consumer audience, and one thing I wanted to add is, I always thought that the focus was really on Tavush province, Armenia's northeastern province, but the way that Tim and his team have been able to sort of diversify producer partners, and have partners in other parts of Armenia, Gerarkunik province, in Syunik province, in Lori province,
in
Shirak province,
far reaches of Armenia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all over, and I'm really pleased to see that I always had this notion that it was really about Tavush, but it's more than Tavush. He's done a phenomenal job to really spread that out and to find niches of who and what region is adept at creating amazing products, and even Syrian Armenian refugees who are now living in Yerevan, producing embroidered handicrafts. I mean, that's working with that community. And that's a skill that I'm sure has been passed on from generations, from Armenian genocide survivors who made it to Aleppo, who made it to Damascus, who made it to Kesab, and being able to share that with future generations, that embroidery skill. I think it's just amazing. Beth, we have just a very brief moment here, and I'm really grateful for what you do with HDIF USA and for what HDIF in Armenia does, and Tim and his team. You're doing a tremendous, tremendous service by giving the proverbial fish to Armenians, but to giving them the rod and showing them how to fish and how to earn a very honorable living, using their skills, using their hands and their brain, and leveraging those skills to keep families and help Armenia grow, help the economy grow. Just for a few seconds, you live in San Diego. Major project going on there with the church, the new church campus, St. John Galabed. Tell us in 30 seconds how that's going.
Okay, I'll tell you in 15 seconds something that I
sure.
It's so important to mention. It's our sales channel. Our sales channel, very quickly, is resale, wholesale, and retail. And we are HDIF USA is specifically targeting fair trade shops in the U.S. because HDIF is the only fair trade certified organization in the former Soviet region. And so we are fair trade certified, and we our next big push is going to be to go into fair trade shops in the U.S., and I already have two of them that are selling in different parts of the country that are selling our products. So we're very, very proud of our fair trade status. And
tremendous achievement. Wow.
And this year, I'm going to be, HDIF USA will become a member in 2021 of the Fair Trade Federation. So I really wanted to add that.
Congratulations. That's huge. Yeah. 15
huge.
Seconds, if you can, on the church campus in San Diego, St. John Garabed.
So St. John Garabed is the name of the church, but we have benefactors who have sponsored the church sanctuary, and they will be renaming the church. So we're kind of excited about that. It's kind of a new shot in the arm for our community. This is a 10-year program. I've been involved with it for 11 years. And I've been involved with it from the beginning, and it's a multi-million-dollar project. It's four structures on the church campus. The first one is the sanctuary, then the social hall, then an education center, and then a gymnasium. And really, our motto is Bridge to the Future. We want to create a bridge to the future for San Diego Armenians, for their children and their grandchildren, and for future Armenians here in San Diego, to know that they have a home that they can be proud of here in this part of California.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Really, really pleased to see the reports, the regular reports about the development, the positive developments there on the church campus. Sireli Hayrenakitsner, aispes yezrap hakumenk aisorva mer hartsazrutyutsa Beth Brusaliani het, HDIF USA-i gorzativ tnorena, hianali ashghatank en anum, inchpes vor lesetsik ais verchi 40 ropen. Mnatsek mes het kahandipenk hajort shapat yev kirkin aroshutyun yev lavutyun ek makhtum tsez yev tser entaniknerin. And that's a wrap.
Okay.
All right.